This is Wednesday, May 27th, and our evening prayer. I'm going to pick up the reading in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 to 11. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It's no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it's a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by His Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If anyone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. I was circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. In regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I might gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness that comes from myself, my own, that from the law, but which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection, and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. I like to tell the story of what happened when Francis of Assisi, when he became depressed. He spent 2 weeks on the ground in a cave, hardly moving, but he was seeking God, and God came to him in an unexpected way. Lying on the ground, he began to see the world upside down. Everything that was solid seemed to be hanging from thin air. It was like it was suspended by the power of God. Now, when he came out of the cave, all of his values, his entire perspective had become inverted. For the first time, he saw that God sustains all things. It is God's mighty power that gives life to everything, Himself included. Now, this is the same sort of inversion that happened to the Apostle Paul. Before he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, Paul was full of himself. He was on the fast track to leadership in Israel. He was successful. He was filled with pride. And also, he was a violent man. He was seeking to kill Christians so that he might gain favor in the eyes of the Jewish religious leaders. But then he met Jesus. His eyes were open. He saw that he had been living a misguided and destructive life, and his position and success that he had taken so much pride in was now nothing in comparison to the love of God in his life. In this passage, he says that the things he most valued, his education, his success, his status, they were no better than dung, trash on the heap of his life. Jesus became everything. His life was utterly changed. Now all he wanted to know was Christ. He wanted to know him more and experience the fullness of the resurrection power of Jesus in his life every day. Talk about an about face. Now his life was headed in a completely different direction. He was no longer living based on his background and track record. No, it was God's love toward him and Jesus that put his life on a new footing. He would never be the same. This is what we call salvation or conversion. The man who was trying to get his life together was saved from his sin and given God's righteousness. He was given a place he could never earn and never achieve. This is the transformation that happens with grace given by Jesus. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you for loving me when I was far away filled with pride and doing everything in my life on my own terms. Your love is better than life, and that's why I praise you. Cause my life to be reoriented by your forgiveness. Give me a new place to stand, for I pray in the name of Jesus, the one who died for me. Amen.